Time for the weekly edition of the Asri Report. We joined by Senior Research Associate at Asri, Ibran Bakhis. Ibran, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, Ulanan. Thanks for having me again.
Shukran for joining us. The theme of our discussion this morning, the Nakba, 7.5 decades on. Ibran, would you say there remains a strong relationship between the ANC and the Palestinians?
Yes, no, absolutely. I think that relationship between the ANC and the PLO or Fatah goes back a long, long way. We know that in 1982, I think it was, there was a visit by the ANC to Palestine, and there was an attack on Sabra and Shatila, and an ANC official had to share a bunker with Yasser Arafat. And I think that relationship kind of concretized, you know, the relationship that they share. And we also know that just after Mandela was released in 1994, he had met with Yasser Arafat in Lusaka. And there also he reiterated their support for the Palestinian struggle. And there have been many occasions when Mandela has spoken with a deep, deep passion for the Palestinians. And I think one of the statements that he made that many people remember is him saying that South Africa will not be free until the Palestinians are free. So, yes, that relationship goes back a long, long way.
How much has changed since 1994, especially in light of the killing of the journalist Shireen?
Yeah, I think the killing of Shireen has really captured the imagination of people around the world. I'd say nothing much has changed, you know, for the past few decades. And I think we're all accustomed to watching Palestinian civilians being subjected to a really brutal military assault year in, year out. And that continues, you know. And each time you have an attack and a ceasefire agreement, and we know those attacks will begin again, and we're almost guaranteed that each year in Ramadan that happens. And yes, absolutely, I think the killing of Shireen Abu Akleh has galvanized Palestinians of all factions and people around the world, and people are really feeling pain and anger, and I think South Africans also are really upset by Israel trying once again that it will do whatever it takes to control the narrative of occupation. And Israel has killed, you know, close to 50 journalists in the last 2 decades. So it's really sad that a noble profession like journalism is subjected to the kind of brutality that it is being subjected to by the Israelis.
Perhaps it might be useful to unpack what exactly the Nakba refers to.
Yeah, so this Sunday will mark 74 years of Israeli occupation of Palestine. And what's interesting is that we as South Africans, you know, would also have been enduring 74 years of apartheid had we not gotten our freedom in 1994, because just as the apartheid state came into being in 48, so too did the Israeli apartheid state. And the Nakba really refers to the occupation, the dispossession, and the oppression, you know, literally referring to the catastrophe, the day of forced removals of Palestinians. And that, you know, situation that we see all over Palestine today, especially very often in Gaza, has its roots in the Nakba. And we know that many people in Palestine, old people, would still remember the day that they were forcibly removed. And this catastrophe is remembered around the world. And it's really, really sad that the killing of Shireen takes place in the context of yet another sad day of remembering that occupation, or the day the occupation had started.
You made reference to the dates of 1948, which is similar. What would you say are the similarities with our struggle against apartheid?
Well, there's many, many similarities, and I think many people have written about this. You know, just as we had passed laws restricting the movement of black South Africans, we know that the movement of Palestinians also continues to be restricted by checkpoints, by roadblocks, by a concrete wall. And that apartheid wall, you know, really cuts farmers from their land, children from their schools, mothers from their babies, and even as bad and brutal as apartheid was, apartheid South Africa, you know, Bantustans were never surrounded by walls and gates, and yet the apartheid state goes to those extent to brutalize and subject Palestinians to such brutality.
Are there events to mark the day of the Nakba in South Africa?
Yes, I think, you know, there are some planned events. Some of those details are not completely clear yet. But I know that in Pretoria, people are expected to march to the Israeli embassy on Saturday. And in Cape Town, people are expected to attend a Nakba Day gathering at the Castle of Good Hope on Saturday, I think, in the afternoon from about 2:30 p.m. And I'm sure that in many other parts of South Africa, there will also be smaller gatherings. And I think particularly significant this year is the fact that the killing of Shireen Abu Akleh has really, you know, impassioned people, angered people, and I think we're likely to see South Africans hopefully coming out in their numbers to mark this important day, 74 years of occupation.
Yes, certainly we'll continue encouraging our listeners in that regard. Imran, as always, jazakumullah khair for your time this morning.
Thanks, Maulana.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam.